Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
There's some allegation at the end of this intro, and wait for it here, because new EU rules for the Irish fishing industry will be a disaster for trawlers and will cause the fishing sector to grind to a halt. Now, that was the verdict from fishermen today after the EU ordered that all catches must now be weighed on the dockside rather than waiting until they arrive in processing plants, because Europe does not trust the Irish fishing industry to police itself anymore. Fergal Keane, you have the details on this one. What's going on?
It's been going on for a while, rumbling on in the background for a couple of years. But over the weekend, the European Commission and the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, they police the fishing rules in Ireland. They announced that all catches would now have to be weighed at dockside, wherever an Irish trawler lands its catch in Ireland. Mm. Now, that comes after an EU investigation into the weighing of fish at processing plants. And they found that the fish were being underweighed because now under the EU quota system, every trawler is allowed to catch only a specific amount of fish and no more. But the EU investigation hasn't been published, which is a bit of a bugbear. That alleges that underweighing accounted for Ireland taking an extra 40,000 tonnes of fish in the years in question. That's more than we are allowed. And at the weekend, the Fisheries Protection Agency said that they would be implementing this new dockside regime during the summer. Because in the past, under a derogation from EU rules, a trawler, say I'm from Donegal and I'm fishing down on Wexford and I land my catch in Kilmore Quay, mm-hmm. it could be put on a truck there, brought back to Donegal, and then it was weighed as it came off the truck.
Only then.
Yeah. Only then. But now it has to be weighed at the dockside under these new rules. Páraic McLaughlin is the Sinn Féin spokesman on fishermen. I spoke to him this afternoon and he explained some of the background of this to me.
Well, the European Commission carried out an audit in 2018 and we haven't seen the actual published report of that audit. But then following that, we had the SFPA, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, carried out an administrative inquiry. And again, we haven't seen that report. But the basis of those two reports has apparently led to this very serious impact and our fishing communities, where basically now in every single pier and harbour, no matter what species of fish you're landing, you have to weigh it at the pier or harbour. And that is a huge administrative challenge for a struggling industry that you don't see anywhere else in Europe.
Just to go back on what you said there, that the EU and the SFP have carried out an administrative inquiry. What's that?
Well, an investigation, essentially, to look at the weighing practices in the factories here in Ireland. Now, I myself have recently looked at the weighing systems that are applicable in the factories here in Ireland. I've seen it with my own eyes. And you have a situation where you have a weighing system that is tamper-proof, that is linked by CCTV video link 24 hours to the SFPA. The factories are also subject to unannounced inspections at any time from the National Standards Authority of Ireland to make sure they haven't tampered with the weighing system. And then, of course, they can look at the freezer operation, the packaging operation. There's so many ways that you can check that what they say has been landed is being landed. And I just find this astonishing that we have reports that have been leaked to some media sources that create an impression of a lawless industry without any ability for that industry to defend themselves.
What do you want to see happening?
We need to see the publication of the two reports urgently. I'm calling on the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlough, to make sure that happens. Those two reports should be provided to the representatives of the fishing industry in Ireland so that they can have a chance to defend themselves and responds to the charges that are made. I mean, that would be the basic right of any citizen, that if charges were pressed against any citizen, they'd have a right to see the evidence in order to defend themselves. I find it astonishing that the fishing industry in Ireland are accused of basically widespread lawlessness and recklessness, and they have had no chance to look at the evidence to defend themselves. It's extraordinary.
So that's Pádraig McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, and he obviously believes that the EU have brought in the heavy artillery from the off here. But you've been in contact with the European Commission, Fergal.
They declined to put somebody forward on this today, but one official told me that an audit had been conducted in Ireland in 2018. Then that administrative inquiry was conducted. That's now finished. And after that, the Commission decided that there had been a, quote, unsatisfactory application of the rules. And because of this, all catches would now have to be weighed before they're transported off anywhere. But that's not the case, Irish fishermen will tell you, for French and Spanish trawlers. If I'm a French or Spanish trawler fishing in Irish waters, I catch what I want, I land it. It's not inspected on landing, it's not weighed on landing, it's put on a truck and shipped off to Paris or Spain. And Irish fishermen say there's no policing of what they do. A huge bugbear. Get into it another day.
Yeah.
But the Sea Fisheries Protection Agency also declined to speak to me on this today. I have to say they're an organisation having considerable internal difficulties at the moment. There's a vote for industry and action there. They are also dealing with a very critical external auditor's report into the way the whole organisation is run. But John Ward, then, he's the chief executive of the Irish Fish Producers Association organisation, and they held an emergency meeting on this very issue this afternoon. I spoke to him afterwards and asked him what the effect of these new rules would have on his members.
It's going to be an absolute disaster. Not in the immediate future, it will not matter a great deal for the pelagic industry, because most of the pelagic vessels have, let's say, finished fishing for this part of the year. They have landed horse mackerel at the earlier part of the year, mackerel, and subsequent to the last fishery day we've had in this period has been blue whiting. And the pelagic vessels would not, for the most part, resume fishing again until the last quarter, other than some of them may fish in the tuna fishery that starts usually in late June, early July.
Okay, so you have a bit of leeway, but
But that has it's an absolute disaster for the demersal whitefish sector.
What will it mean?
It means that, let's say if you are a fishing vessel, you're coming in, landing to a port that isn't necessarily your home port. Heretofore, your fish would be loaded onto a truck and taken back to your home port where your co-op is located, and the fish would probably be graded and weighed then. The truck would be sealed at the port where you landed. Now you have a situation going forward that every box of fish will have to be weighed on the pier, which means that the vessel might have iced 500 boxes of fish while it was at sea. All the ice will have to be removed to allow the fish to be moved, to be weighed. And then the fish will have to be re-iced and loaded on a truck to wherever it's going. And it's a logistical nightmare and for the vessels.
But the EU has said that they found Irish fishery vessels underweighing their catches.
Okay, the EU has said, the term that they have used, Fergal, is irregularities. We have, as an industry, have asked on numerous occasions, both the Minister and the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, to provide us with details of what these irregularities are, and they have refused.
Okay.
It's a case of you've been accused of a crime, but you don't know exactly what it is or what the detail is.
The detail is that the European Commission have decided or found that Irish fishery vessels were underweighing their catches by 40,000 tonnes.
You have information that I don't have. We are at a complete disadvantage here. You have information, or let's say there's information with certain people in the media that we as an industry don't have.
You had a meeting today of all the fish producers' organisations. What did you decide?
We decided that we were writing to the SFPA. We need to meet them as a matter of urgency, and are very, very surprised that they have made no effort to contact us since we were landed with this bombshell on Friday evening. I think until we sit down and talk with the SFPA and the Minister of the Marine, I just don't want to say we have a view as how what should be done going forward, but we can't continue under surveying because the whole industry will come to a standstill.
That's John Ward. He's the chief executive of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation, and a lot of seething anger, I think, and resentment building up in the sector. Choppy waters ahead, Fergal King. Thanks very much indeed for that.